Right now, it is time to bring in to Jim Lynch. It's time for Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports. He brings well over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. And Jim, I don't know about to you, but to me, it feels like Christmas Eve.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I'll be honest with you. Inauguration Day, when presidents are reelected and inaugurated, not so much. But I do have to tell you, I love the pomp and circumstance that this country puts into the peaceful transition of power. When a new president is elected, whether I voted for them or not, I do like to watch the Inauguration Day. It is as vital and as unbelievable to see every 4 years or 8 years as it is if you go take a look at the Constitution or the Liberty Bell or any of the monuments in Washington, D.C. It's, to me, it's just an incredible day, Inauguration Day.
Very, very well said. And anyone who has any sense of the world has got to be touched by such an event, where man in this country, men and women in this country, basically come together and say, we have a new leader, and we're going to step up, and we're going to do it. And that will be tomorrow, I think, very, very much the theme, more than ever, since Mr. Biden has accepted the challenge of the pandemic, the economy. And unfortunately, some of the underlying problems that I've listed for hundreds of years, namely racism and separatism. But, you know, as I've said on this show very frequently, off and on, you know, this country has dealt with so much, has come back so many times, which is why you and I are both thrilled when there is a passage of power to recognize that this country goes on.
Well, you know,
it's always gone on positively.
What's so incredible about Inauguration Day, especially when it's a change of administrations? Okay, like I said, it's nice pomp and circumstances when a president gets reelected. Don't get me wrong, but especially when a change of administrations, because folks, the change of administrations to run this country is unlike anything else. One day, the president of the United States is out of the White House within 18 hours. I mean, everything happens so quickly. And when you look at that and you look at the policies and the amount of change that happens when you have, especially a change from one party to another, and to see it happen seamlessly, peacefully, and have all branches of government there in attendance, which is the Congress, the House, the Supreme Court. If you are not amazed by it when it happens, I don't know what can give you goosebumps. I just think it's an important day, especially when it's a change of administrations. And I don't care whether you support the administration or not. It's still an unbelievable sight to see how power can be transferred peacefully and the country moves on. It's to me, like I said, it's just an amazing day. And yes, some people, I do watch it. I watch the speech. When I go home tomorrow, I will watch his speech. I will watch whatever they do, the inaugural parade, if they have it or anything. I'll watch whatever's there simply because it is at the heart of what makes our country beat.
There's no question that the passage from one party to another is the most significant aspect of it. As you were speaking, I reflected on the age-old tradition, which is not apparently going to happen this year, where the president basically comes and picks up the other president or the new president, and they drive to the Capitol. I mean, you see visibly two different leaders representing various and sundry views, many of which are different, but coming forward in an act of fellowship that I did the best I could. Now I'm going to pass the mantle on to you, and I'm wishing you the best that you can possibly do for the country. Over the last several weeks, there have been a number of times when I've seen videos of the past where the presidents have acknowledged that they've been voted out and someone's been voted in. And every time, it's always been the same. In their various ways, they articulate the love of country and the desire to pass on the baton in a very, very helpful, supportive way. It's a beautiful thing. It's an act of our freedom, really, and expressed by these people who've been basically managing us and managing our society and so forth. So I think Marshall's words are very well heard, particularly this time around. It'll be a little different, the inaugural thing, but it's the same thing. And the point is, it's a little different. We're not having the cooperation, but that doesn't matter. The action of the vote, the action of the people, transcends whatever any individual, be they the former president or not, exhibits. So feast your eyes and enjoy, as Marshall and I will, this wonderful event, an event that the rest of the world looks at with great, great admiration and our allies with great pride.
You know, we don't have these big military parades that show off weapons and stuff like other countries do. We have this every 4 years. And I did some research, being the fact that the president isn't going to attend. This will be the third time in the history of the inaugurations that a sitting president is not attended. But it will be the first time where a first lady is also not going to do what first ladies normally do, which is before the inauguration, give a tour of the White House, the upstairs, the living quarters, and everything like that. It's very ceremonial, and it doesn't really mean much, but it's part of the transition. And for the third time in our history, the president will not be part of it. But here, I'm no big fan of Mike Pence's politics. Okay, but here is a man who has served in the Congress. He served in the House. He has now been vice president. He's aware of what it means for the significance of this transfer of power. And probably he is throwing away any potential he has to become a Republican nominee for president by not doing what the president wants him to do, which is not show up. He is showing up simply because this is what America is all about, and I give him 100% credit here, not to bow to the pressures, not to bow to the extremists, not to bow, and possibly, like I said, because he's going to upset 74 million people that voted for Donald Trump, but he's doing the right thing.
I totally agree with you, and like you, I'm not really a fan of Vice President Pence, but I will tell you that I do feel very, very good for him that he basically is doing something that will make him feel a little bit better after the 4 years he's been through, which are much too hard to describe. But by doing this, I think he gets a little bit of his self-respect back, and you know, it's really dawned on him, obviously, as the years have gone by. He did his best, whatever that is. But, you know, after a while, it's like you're underwater. And it doesn't think, it's like you're never coming back up. But, you know, finally he's been given an opportunity, as difficult as it's been, to come back up. And I think his gesture is much more than a normal little politeness. It is a very big gesture, particularly in light of the fact that the president, the current president, has aborted the normal transfer of power and the joy that really goes through that. But that said, Mr. Pence, congratulations and Godspeed, and Godspeed to everybody here. You know, we've been a very peaceful country at home. we're now experiencing some very difficult times, which we will hopefully get our hands around quicker than not. And hopefully all people who really don't appreciate what they have as a country, the idea of cheering on people rebelling against the government that basically keeps you safe, helps with your health, your environment, with your Social Security, with job opportunities, with investing in the infrastructure, keeping the roads and bridges and so forth. I mean, the government, like it or not, and why wouldn't you like it, they're there for us, and they've served us. So to basically try and overturn what's been going on for hundreds of years for the benefit of the citizens who've lived and thrived and built families, it shows there's something very mentally wrong, be it a cult attitude or just went down the wrong path and influenced by the wrong people. Unfortunately, there are too many people out there like that. And it'll take it a long time to get it back together. But Biden is a perfect man. Biden is an empathic man. Biden is a man of the people. He knows government. He's already got in place countless professionals who he knows personally and has experience with. So I do think he will be very, very good in getting quickly as possible the vaccinations out, the pandemic under control, and the economy back. And I think what we're going to see now is a revival of support for all men, and in very particularly for the common man in this country, because we must get beyond, $7 wage versus $20 million salary, common man versus corporation. That is wrong. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And it gives way to people who want to cause revolt, opportunities to grab onto that inequality. We are equal as people. It says so in the Constitution. And more, this government has got to get back to where we were when we first started. You know, the early presidents, like Washington, George Washington, he didn't want to serve again. He felt he did his duty to his country, and he went to his farm, and he didn't try and make a lot of hay, no pun intended, out of that. We have a history, and I just touch on a point that every time I think it just keeps coming back, the lack of good education across the board in our country. And it's not math and science and computer technology. It's the history of this country. And then you superimpose that on the history of the world, the Greek culture, the Roman culture, Europe, etc. We've got to please educate your kids if they're coming up. History, history, history. I remember when I first heard years and years ago, well, the civics course is being eliminated in many public schools. Folks, this is who we are. We are civics. Be grateful for what you have. My God in heaven, if you look at the BBC broadcast and see these places throughout the world that are striving to just feed themselves and get clean water. Gratitude is very, very important to the well-being of a human being and the well-being of a country. And I just humbly ask that you get out there and give it more a try in terms of understanding what you have, period.
You know, it's interesting. We talk about the inauguration, and I'm going to go back to Mike Pence for a second. Just to put yourself in the position of Mike Pence, where he was with his wife and his family, and they were in the family when they were doing this count, the tally of the Electoral College. All of a sudden, Mike Pence, the vice president, has to be rushed out. only missing the protesters by about a minute, he and his wife and family have to be sheltered in place and then secretly taken out of the Capitol. Then this man comes back 8 hours later, does his constitutional duty, and then after that, withstands a lot of pressure, hang Mike Pence and all this other thing, and says he will show up at the inauguration. Put yourself in his place, folks. Are you the type of person that would do that or not? And if you follow politics and you're interested in politics and you know the political systems and the way this country operates, you put country above yourself. And fewer and fewer times we are seeing this now in the elections with people that are elected into the Congress, into the House. Fewer and fewer of these people put country above themselves. Unfortunately, people get into politics to put themselves above country and make money. Remember, Jim? Well, you can't remember because you got more than 40 years of experience. But back in the beginning, it was farmers. It was business people. They would go to Washington. They would serve 2 years. They would serve 4 years. Then they'd come back home and rely on somebody else to do the same thing. And it is not that way anymore. You mentioned that about George Washington, but it was the same thing with the House and the Senate. These people would not serve 16, 20, 30 years. They would do 2 years, 4 years, some maybe 6 years, and then they'd go back home to become farmers and citizens again. And that's, I think, the type of government that we really, really want to get back to, where it is it's almost like going in the military. You're going to serve your country for 2 years or 4 years and then come back home and let the next generation serve the country.
I'm so delighted that you brought this fact up, because in my mind, as I was listening to you, this is why our country has really stayed together for so long, basically dealing with a period of difficulty, but that was the way we began. We began as a together country. I'm going to serve in the House and the Senate. I'm going to serve in the military. Then I'm coming home, and I'm going to imbue you folks with the knowledge and information I have, and I'm going to want you to know that I will be available to speak to you, because you should be confident in me, because I have served us in this country. I guess maybe the next step is term limits. It's too much to take on right now. But, Marshall, your point is an incredible point in terms of how this country prospered. Because if we were doing what we were doing 100 years ago, what we're doing now, or have been doing now, and basically getting into office to make a lot of money and to further our careers, we would have never gotten to where we are now. We basically would have killed ourselves trying all of these mechanizations. That said, Pence, and you said it well, and things have been so all over the board. Pence stood up, showed he had grit. I don't know if my wife and kids were in the thing with me, I don't know if I'd leave the building. I might go and get a gun. But besides that, he had the true grit to take care of everybody and then come back, knowing full well so many members of his Republican Party didn't want him to do this in an orderly, correct way. So, Michael Pence, thank you very much.
You know, it's what we're talking about this morning with the inauguration and with the way it's all part of the American experiment of democracy. And I think when you add this all together, the transfer of power, how really the election of the House and the Senate, common people coming from their jobs and running to serve their country, not themselves, and then going back and sharing the knowledge and having other people move on. This is all part of the incredible American experiment, where we have the separation of the White House, the Justice Department, the Senate and the Congress and the Supreme Court. I mean, this is an amazing experiment that sometimes looks like making sausage. It's not the prettiest thing in the world, but it is an amazing thing we have created here, Jim, and I know that I'm going to watch it and appreciate it tomorrow.
Me too. Me too. I just want to express my gratitude to God for having gifted me with coming into this country. It's been a marvelous, marvelous life. Very up and down, but very, very marvelous. So I'm very grateful for that. And as we go forward, I'm very grateful for the Bidens of the world who stepped up and are in service now. I'm certain if we just get a spirit of cooperation, we're going to get through this. We'll be a hell of a lot better off.
Well, with that being said, Jim, I want you to watch and enjoy tomorrow, and we'll speak to you next week when Joe Biden will have about a week under his belt already.
Right. God bless America. God bless all of you out there. Enjoy your freedom. Enjoy the inauguration. You too, Marshall. Marshall, thanks so much. This is such a good show. I appreciate all of the things that you brought up. You have a good week.
You too, Jim. Take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio. And if you missed any of it and you want to hear more, of course, online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on Cover Your Assets with Jim Lynch.